This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. A federal appeals court is expected to issue a ruling soon that could limit prosecutions of medical marijuana users and dispensaries in 8 western states that allow medical marijuana. At issue is a congressional amendment that said the U.S. Department of Justice could not use funding Congress allocated to it for 2015 and 2016 to prevent states that have legalized medical marijuana from implementing laws that permit its use, distribution, and possession. The amendment's bipartisan sponsors say it prohibits the DOJ from prosecuting people who are complying with state medical marijuana laws. But the DOJ has interpreted the law more narrowly and says it permits U.S. attorneys to go after marijuana dispensaries and growers. Pot is illegal under federal law. The Ninth Circuit is expected to clarify the scope of the amendment in appeals by 3 sets of defendants. Researchers are working on a plan to study wolverines in 4 Rocky Mountain states to see if the animals can be reintroduced to some regions to increase the populations and see how they might travel between mountain ranges. A researcher for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and Washington State are working together because there are so few wolverines, and they're spread across a wide area. The animals look like small bears with big claws. The Great Falls Tribune reports the study will begin next winter using trail cameras and DNA to identify the animals. They're rarely seen by humans and roam in deep snow and steep terrain. There are now up to 300 in the 4 states. Businesses that offer tour helicopter rides in Glacier National Park are fighting off criticism that the helicopters are making too much noise and disturbing visitors, saying noise pollution is kept to a minimum and not disturbing the wildlife and tranquility of one of the jewels of the national park system. Mary McClellan says she's sending a letter to federal officials saying the helicopters are a nuisance and asking their help in getting the tour helicopters grounded. According to the Missoulian newspaper, the tour company operators disagree. They say the noise lasts less than a minute and motorcycles are a bigger noise nuisance in the park. Search teams have recovered the body of a Montana man in Utah's Lake Powell. Authorities said Saturday that Utah Department of Public Safety divers located the body of 51-year-old Alan Robert DeLay. The Lewistown man was found late Friday near Utah's Lone Rock Beach. The Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office says a woman passed out on a commercial flight from Chicago to San Francisco, and the plane made an emergency landing at the Billings-Logan International Airport on Saturday night. A sheriff's department dispatcher says the woman was later pronounced dead. Nevada wildlife officials resorted to killing a herd of bighorn sheep in a controversial move to keep a deadly disease from spreading to a neighboring group. Pneumonia is threatening animals across several western states. Domestic sheep are increasingly blamed in the dispute pitting ranchers against conservationists. A 56-year-old Helena woman who called 911 to report a fire in her home collapsed by her back door and later died of smoke inhalation. Lewis and Clark County Coroner Mickey Nelson tells the Independent Record that the woman reported the fire at 3:55 yesterday morning. 9 minutes later, a deputy found her by the back door of her home in the Helena Valley. Nelson says Patricia Lefferdink was taken to the hospital where she died due to complications of smoke inhalation shortly after 5:30 in the morning. West Valley Volunteer Fire Chief Jerry Shepard says the fire likely started in a chair in the living room and spread to a couch. He says the fire was contained to the living room. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.